A Jewish Journal article. Jewish influencer Lizzie Savetsky wears iconic Star of David outfit. In 1999, Israeli fashion designer Galit Levi designed a corset art piece featuring a stunning Star of David for the woman representing Israel in the Miss Universe pageant. That contestant, Rana Razlan, was the first Israeli Arab to be crowned Miss Israel, and her outfit showed the power of fashion to foster unity and peace. It symbolized a message of coexistence and showed the world Israel's dedication to all its citizens, whether or not they are Jewish. 25 years later, influencer and outspoken pro-Israel activist Lizzie Savetsky wore the repurposed top to the UJA's 18th Annual Generosity Gala in New York, held on March 14. She makes an effort to wear clothing from Israeli designers and jumped at the chance to don the corset. This corset is not just a gorgeous piece of fashion history, but it also symbolizes pride and unity, Savetsky told the journal. I love how fashion and art can communicate such a powerful message even when words fail us. Wearing this corset meant so much to me. It's a symbol of hope for the future. Levi, in a statement, said that the Star of David is a symbol deeply rooted in the history and identity of Israel, and by incorporating it into this corset, I aim to showcase the beauty of coexistence and mutual respect. At the event and on Savetsky's Instagram, where photos of the influencer wearing the corset received thousands of likes and comments, people loved the sparkling expression of pride for Israel without even knowing the amazing story behind it, she said. So many people I had never met wanted to take my picture to show their friends. Before October 7, Savetsky posted pro-Jewish and pro-Israel content on her social media almost daily. But since October 7, she has doubled down, becoming more invested in helping her people in Israel and fighting the hate and anti-Semitism on these platforms. I had already positioned myself as an advocate for my people, but I think October 7 was a defining moment for every Jewish person, she said. There are two wars happening, the one on the ground, and the one on social media. My battleground is on the digital front and my fight has been a relentless one. I feel a huge responsibility to spread truth in a sea of lies, and more importantly, to empower my own people to stand loud and proud as unapologetic Jews. I will never stop fighting for the Jewish people. To Savetsky, a mom of three and wife of Dr. Ira Savetsky, her Jewish identity is the most important part of her being, and her North Star. It's who I come from, my value system and my whole purpose, she said. I cannot separate my Jewish identity from the land of Israel because they are inextricably linked. As Jews, we don't just need Israel. Israel is a part of who we are at our core from biblical times. She first fell in love with the Jewish homeland after visiting when she was 18 years old. My soul felt at home, she said. That is a feeling I hang on to every day as I fight for the truth. It is clear to me that the reason Israel is attacked on the ground, in the media, at the UN, on college campuses and beyond comes down to anti-Semitism. It really is that simple, no matter how complicated it may appear. To fight for Israel is to fight for the past, present and future of the Jewish people. For Savetsky, a simple gesture like wearing a piece of clothing takes on a much deeper meaning in these times, when anti-Semitism is spreading around the world and Israel is fighting for its right to exist. Rather than backing away from the fight, she dives in and does her part to advocate for the world's only Jewish state. We have two choices as Jews in a moment like this: to hide who we are and try to exist under the radar, or to fully embrace our identity and wear it with pride, she said. I think it means a lot to people to see such a beautiful statement that says, I'm here, I'm Jewish, and I am going to let it shine.